This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Afghan police say a roadside bomb hit a bus carrying university staff in northern Afghanistan Saturday, killing three teachers and wounding 15 others. No group claimed responsibility for the incident. Attacks in recent months in the country have targeted members of security forces, judges, government officials, civil society activists, and journalists. The government usually blames the Taliban for such attacks, but the insurgent groups denies involvement. Violence has sharply increased since Washington announced plans last month to pull out all U.S. troops of Afghanistan by September 11th. A bomb attack 3 weeks ago outside a school in the capital, Kabul, killed 68 people, most of them students, and wounded 165 others. Nearly 1,800 Afghan civilians were killed or wounded in the first 3 months of this year during fighting between government forces and Taliban insurgents, despite efforts to find peace, the United Nations said last month. Vietnam's health minister announced Saturday the finding of a new coronavirus variant he claims is a combination of the Indian and UK COVID-19 variants and says it spreads quickly by air. After successfully containing the virus for most of last year, Vietnam is grappling with a spike in infection since late April that accounts for more than half of all its 7,000 cases. The health minister says authorities will soon announce the name and detailed characteristics of the newly discovered variant. He claims it's much more transmissible than the previously known types, and lab tests revealed it was able to replicate itself very quickly. It could explain why so many new cases had appeared in different parts of Vietnam within a short period of time, according to the health minister. This is VOA.